if you don't want to make up your mind yourself, but you want to confer with Mr. Smith, you might say, well, I must
talk with Easter about it.
Okay, if you didn't say his name, you'd say talk with him.
Talk to my husband.
And he would say, well, I'll have to ask
my wife. Talk with her about it.
And a woman who has lost her husband is called a
widow.
And if her husband is dead, she's a
widow.
But if he just left her? Yeah, is there a word?
Grass widow, and that's what they think of as. I may be wrong.
Have you ever heard of the contrast with grass widow, a sod widow, to mean that he's actually dead?
No.
I heard that from Carolyn Webb, I didn't ask her, but I presume that's what it means. You haven't heard that?
I've never had her. Oh, no, I haven't.
Grass widow, but a sod widow.
Well, it's pretty well current, wouldn't it?
Very descriptive. Okay, and the man whose son you are is called Easter calls your son calls Easter
daddy,
and he is his
father.
And do you call your father either just the name?
No, I call my father, I call him daddy.
Okay, any other affectionate terms that you know for father and daddy?
Not that you would, maybe just off and on, you would hear one that would them by that now first name. Or I know one that they all call Sugar.
Uh-huh.
The children, the grandchildren, all, but that's just something
just
odd. Yeah.
Okay, and his wife, your father's wife, is your?
Mother-in-law.
Your own father's wife is your?
Grandmother.
But your father?
My
your
father.
Children's grandmother is your?
My mother.
And do you have any affectionate terms for her? Did you call her mother?
Yes, I always called her mother. And then my children call her Mama Vera. That's what they call my mother.
And they call you mother?
Mother. Mm-hmm.
Okay, your mother and father together are called your
parents.
And your father's father is your
father-in-law, or daddy-in-law.
Okay, and did you actually know your grandparents?
Yes, all but my grandfather on my daddy's side I never knew. But I can remember my grandparents, my grandmother on his side, and then my grandmother and grandfather on my mother's side, yes.
And what did you call them?
I called them grandmother and granddaddy.
And any affectionate terms that you know for grandmother that are used either in your family or by?
No, not the offhanded I can think of.
Okay, your little granddaughter's going to call you grandmother?
I don't know what she's going to call me. She may end up calling me Hazel. Now, her other grandmother, she will call Mama Neen. But because there's already been a grandchild, and it's to set the pattern.
Right.
But this being the first one, I don't know what I'm going to be called.
Sure. Okay.